This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Moody's Dental. Don't let the coronavirus self-quarantine keep you in dental pain. They're open and ready to get you out of pain. Call 305-821-0231 or visit moodysdental.com.
Gilbert Arenas. Let's get into a little Gilbert Arenas because I thought it was kind of funny. Gilbert Arenas was... They caught up with him, TMZ caught up with him, right? And he was talking about players in the bubble. Now, I want you to listen to this, okay? Let's play Gilbert Arenas and this interview talking about players in the bubble. Go ahead.
Prima donna.
Oh, prima donna. Why do you say prima donna?
Because, you know, you're used to a certain lifestyle, so when you get it cutting off, you always complain, but... Yeah. It is what it is.
They're just complaining about the restrictions and being locked down in a way. Like, you know, we saw what Lou Williams did. Do you think people are going to learn from Lou going out to the Magic City or no?
No. I mean, you're talking about grown men, 85% of them single, and you have them locked up in Disney World. Like, nah.
It's tough. So they're having some trouble with that. Yeah. And more so with just their freedom and the ladies and just being out.
I'm just mad that he said he went in for chicken wings. Like... I mean, it's a strip club. I went in there for the fives, you know.
Right. They do have good food, though, there.
I don't know. I would never eat at a strip club.
No, that's true. Yeah,
I don't go to the strip club to eat wings.
A lot of people do, though. It's like a thing.
I can go to Wingstop for wings.
That's true.
I go to the strip club to see
strip
clubs.
That's true.
Now, that part of the interview is funny because, like, they got good food, and then he says, why wouldn't I eat a strip? Oh, okay, yeah. Man. So you hear the guy agree with him at first, but the guy sounded like he would go to a strip club to eat wings. I'm talking about the camera guy. As for Gilbert Arenas, Gilbert Arenas has not played ball since the 2011-2012 season. Okay, so it's like 9 years ago, and he barely played that year. I think he played, you know, under 20 games. So he barely was a factor in that. He barely played the 2 years prior to that, too. He didn't play a lot of games either, okay, overall. So this is a guy that has not had a lot of connection with the NBA. Here's where, first of all, I got to call complete BS. He's not talking to guys in the league. He doesn't have any more friends in the league at this point. The people he probably associated with, they're all gone already. You know, he's not getting a consensus. There's too many. There's been too much turnover. And Gilbert Arenas, Hibachi, is not the kind of guy that people would lean on for conversation. I mean, I think we kind of remember the way the guy was, medio loco, as we say. When it comes to credibility, I don't think that Gilbert Arenas would be the guy that I would be looking at. And right now, I'm looking at the NBA and the way it's gone. It's been pretty damn smooth. Okay? Outside of the Lou Williams thing, overall, it seems to me like those guys are making the best of what they're doing in the bubble. You know what I mean? I don't hear a lot of rumblings would be going on already at this point if people wanted out, if they were frustrated and all of that. Is it a perfect situation? Of course not. Are people going to be a little, you know, maybe a little cabin fever because they're kind of locked up? Of course, that's normal. Happens to all of us when we're, you know, we have to be home a lot. You know what I mean? Unless you're a homebody and it's something you can adjust to. But most people, I get it. They struggle with it. But unfortunately for Gilbert, he's a guy that I give no credibility whatsoever. I don't believe he has any consensus of what's going on in the bubble because I think he's been so much out of basketball for so many years that I don't think he has a connection with too many players left. And the few players that are left that are old and knew who Gilbert Arenas' crazy ass was, they're not talking and dealing with him. So I love how the TMZ guy is going for a soundbite, is what he's doing. And sure enough, if you know any history of Gilbert Arenas, why not? You might get something, which he didn't really say anything too crazy. I just think he was just completely inaccurate. I think he wasn't really honest because I don't think he has any kind of a vibe of what's going on inside that bubble.